back here on the Boss Man Show with Mike Houston, the coach of the East Carolina Pirates out of the AAC. Coach Houston, I was over there in Greenville today, man.
Warm, hot, about the same as usual this time of the year, but everything's going good.
Most definitely, Coach. We're going to talk to you, man. Well, Coach, I'm going to ask you this, man. How was the summer for you guys working out, having a full summer this year, not having to be away from each other, do over Zoom? So how's that for us, camaraderie, building that team, building and getting their bodies ready for the season coming up here, Coach?
Well, certainly it was, an enjoyable summer from that respect. You know, after losing all of last spring and summer, I don't think any of us will take that for granted ever again. You know, it's, you know, everything from being able to actually have spring practice. Now, we had some COVID issues during spring practice, but we still got through it. To, you know, the month of June, we had 2,000 plus high school prospects on campus, you know, for our camps and visits. And just, it was great to have high school prospects here again. And then, you know, having our players here all summer, really getting a lot of time with them. And then, you know, to have a normal preseason training camp, really for a team like ours, so young, it benefited us so much just having that time in the weight room, that time, you know, with the coaching staff and, just no interruptions. So been really good.
Most definitely. And Coach, their big piece is camaraderie, you know, because for the football is the ultimate team sport. And getting in the weight room together, doing these sets together, doing these run, these sprints together is going to build that bond for it's a tough right. game in the fourth quarter in the AAC game. You know, we're together in this. It's not right. we're not separate places doing what we're doing. So I feel like that camaraderie piece is a big piece of it, too, being together as well, Coach.
Right, no doubt. And that's, you know, I feel like that's a strength of ours right now. We don't have many old players, but the ones we do are really good leaders. And we just have a great vibe with our roster. You know, everybody's committed to, you know, the team. We don't have a whole lot of big ego guys and stuff like that. Everybody works together towards a common purpose. They're excited about the opener next week. But, I think certainly, you know, this summer, and I do think everything we went through together last year, I think that goes into the camaraderie also, because it was a tough year, you know, but we stuck together really well. And so I thought, that bled over really well to this summer so that we could even further build those bonds.
And Coach, as a guy, my 30s, a little older than your players are here, for me, I grew and developed over this last year. I was learning, doing things differently that I wasn't used to didn't do. So I feel like for your players, being that young, 18, 24 years old, having that experience early in their lives will help them right. many years after this is long behind us.
Well, it's last year was a reminder that, you know, there's some things that are completely out of your control. And, yes. We all had to adjust to adversity, and we had to, you couldn't, you know, just because your schedule got just blown up doesn't mean you can't function. You had to learn to function on the fly a lot, you know, be able to make adjustments to the things you're doing, be able to handle things as they come to you. And I think, you know, all of those, traits and talents that were developed last year are certainly going to benefit myself, you, these kids, you know, moving forward in life, because you never know what life's going to throw at you, but you got to be able to navigate it.
And Coach, this is a piece of your team that a lot of fans don't understand about. The strength and conditioning coach, how key he is to your success, because he's with the guys more than you are. You know, he said with that diet, nutrition, recovery piece, to make sure those guys are in one piece to play hard for you on Saturdays. So tell the fans about that part of your staff and how important that aspect is for your team here in your program.
Well, you're right. I mean, the strength and conditioning staff, you know, they're with them, you know, all throughout the winter. You know, they get more time with them in the winter. They get more time in the summer with the kids. So, you know, they're with them virtually every day. And, I'm very blessed. Big John Williams, I've got a veteran guy who he's been with me for a while, you know, and we're really, you know, in sync philosophy, culturally, just with how to run the program, how to develop our young men. We're so blessed to have, Coach Williams and his staff. And, you know, he has a tremendously tight bond with our roster. And, those guys, you know, they talk to him a lot, you know, outside of the weight room, but he does a great job developing them as well. So, but that you touched on that piece, you got to have the right guy in that position, because really he is just so important with the fabric of your roster, you know, just making sure that, you know, they're hearing the the right message, that they have a guy that they can trust, the leadership, the motivation. I mean, he does so much and wears so many hats. So, yes, very important guy.
And Coach, you have a non-conference schedule is very, very diverse. I like it. You got next week App State in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium out there, South Carolina. You got Marshall and Charleston Southern as well. So talk about the non-conference schedule before you get an AAC play there, Coach.
Well, it's going to be a challenging one. I mean, you know, Appalachian State returns, you know, virtually their entire team. They're all seniors. So a very, very good football team and a group that's won a lot of games over the last several years. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge down there in Bank of America Stadium, the opener. And we turn around the next week and welcome an SEC East opponent to Daddy Ficklin Stadium in the University of South Carolina. So, you know, right out of the gate, you have two big games, one on the road, one at home. And then, you know, you turn around and travel to Marshall, which they're picked to win Conference USA this year. So, you know, a really tough start right there. It'll be good to be back at home against a very talented Charleston Southern team after our trip to Marshall. So it's, you know, I think it's a challenging, but a great opportunity, you know, non-conference slate.
And Coach, for our listeners out here who might not be familiar with your roster the way I am, who are some key guys on both sides of the ball our fans should look out for when they watch you all play this season?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if you start offensively, you know, everything starts with our quarterback, Colt Nailers, veteran guy. You know, he started the last 2 years for us. So, you know, talented thrower, talented runner, smart quarterback. You're blessed to have a guy like that there at the quarterback position. So, you know, everybody kind of, you know, saw the you know, emergence of our two young tailbacks last year. You know, Rajay Harris and Keaton Mitchell. I think they're two of the better ones in the AAC. And, you know, they're the two-headed monster there in the backfield. So, you know, they're going to be something to deal with. And of course, you know, in the slot, Tyler Snead, and then out wide, C.J. Johnson. You know, those guys have been making plays here my first 2 years also. So, you know, that's kind of the core. Some other guys that are going to make plays for us that we're excited about. But those are kind of the core guys there that are returning from last year at the skill positions. I think, you know, our offensive line is the best depth and talent that I've had since I've been here. We've worked hard to develop that. There's still some youth there, but, you know, they're coming along. And then, you know, defensively, I really like our group over there. You know, I have a lot of depth. I have a bunch of young guys up front that played a lot last year. They played last year as true freshmen. So, you know, they got that year of experience under their belt. You know, our stand-up players run really well, compete at a high level. You know, Xavier Smith is a returning all-conference linebacker. Bruce Bivens and Miles Berry are two other experienced linebackers coming back. So, you know, it's a bunch that, you know, it's going to be fun to watch the way they run and hit.
Most definitely, Coach. And recruiting-wise, Coach, you know, I feel like this, man, you're in the AAC, one of the top group of five conferences out there, man. So guys should want to come to play for you all as well. And also with the portal now, you can kind of find a guy to plug and play, you know, with their portal now. So I feel like you're in a good spot, man. So tell us about how you are approaching this with the portal now. You want to develop young guys through the pipeline and get older whenever you need to.
Well, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, I think it's got to be a balance. I'm a big believer in recruiting high school players and developing them in your program and growing them up in your program. I hope that doesn't change too drastically with the, you know, with the emergence of the transfer portal and the, you know, one-time transfer exemption. So, you know, we've used it to benefit us a little bit this year. You know, we got DJ Ford, the big safety from the University of North Carolina, transferred in here. And so he's going to be a big impact for us on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, the core of our roster right now are young men that we have developed over the last 2 years since I got here. So, I think it's got to be a balance. You know, certainly I think the portal allows you to be able to, you know, if you have a drastic need one place or another, you can go and try to address that there. But I think you better keep your roster healthy with guys that have been with you that you've recruited and developed.
And Coach, how important is it to come down here to Atlanta and Georgia and find talent to come up there to play for you in Greenville? Because so much talent here. I tell guys all the time, it's more than just going to Georgia State and Georgia. You can go out of state and still get play well and get noticed, because the Island Scout is not a lot. You can play, scouts are fine. Just talk about recruiting down here in Atlanta and Georgia, period, Coach.
Well, you know, everywhere I've been a head coach at, we've recruited Atlanta heavily. You know, when I was at Lenoir Ryan, the Citadel, James Madison, we had a ton of kids from down there. I mentioned, you know, Keaton Mitchell, you know, one of our talented young tailbacks. You know, he's from Elka down there, you know, just outside of Atlanta. And, you know, we have several other guys, you know, Taji Hudson, you know, just guys that are from the greater Atlanta area. And, you know, Juwan Powell a few years back was the state athlete of the year. He's our starting field safety. So we have so many guys from down there in the Atlanta area. And I just think that, you know, you have a lot of athletes. The coaching is at a very high level down there. Quality programs. I think you have schools that, you know that the kids are going to be academically prepared, you know, for the college level. And so we really have worked hard to develop relationships with the area coaches down there and really enjoy, you know, trying to draw players here to East Carolina.
And Coach Houston, I'll ask you about you a little bit here, Coach Houston. At what point did you decide you wanted to become a head coach and get into coaching? I know my father is a coach, and I know I didn't choose that path. I wanted to be in radio. But I wanted to get in radio once I got through playing football. So for you, Coach, when did you just kind of decide, hey, coaching is my path. I want to help out young men, make their dreams come true and be successful leaders.
Well, you know, I grew up a sports guy. You know, I was football, basketball, baseball, track. You know, they kind of did everything growing up, and, you know, played college football. When I finished playing, you know, the plan was to go to med school. I was put on the waiting list at two med schools. And, you know, while on that waiting list, I took a job teaching high school science and coaching football and basketball. And after just a few months of doing that, you know, I fell in love with it. And, you know, it's something that I've just had a passion for. I was a high school coach for a few years and then transitioned to the college level. And I got to say that my passion today is the same as it was then. I just had a player in here in my office a few minutes ago. And we were talking about, you know, his dreams and he, you know, his goals for this year. And, you know, and I that connection with young people and helping them to achieve their dreams and goals is still, you know, it's the enjoyment that I get out of the profession. And so I'm the most blessed person in the world in that, you know, I have a job that it's not really a job because I love going to work every day. I love these kids. And, you know, I'm blessed to have a great roster. You know, I don't have a whole lot of headaches on my roster. You know, the guys are, you know, we have great relationships. You know, there's a great vibe. You know, we can joke with each other. We can work together. You know, even when things are tough, we grind together. And so, you know, for me, it was something that I think that God had his hand on my life. And, you know, even though I wanted to maybe go down another path, you know, he put me in the path that I was supposed to be in. And it's every step of the way along my career, I can see, you know, him, you know, putting me in situations to be successful. And so I just think it's what I was called to do.
Same here, Coach. I feel like that's so great you say that. I say this all the time, Coach. My job is to serve. I use the radio show to serve people. Right. So I can be a servant to make folks aware about different programs, expose people to different backgrounds, experiences. Because I feel like my job is to serve and be a servant to people. That's why you just show for the serve. It's not about me. You know, I have a job doing something else that doesn't. I don't need to do this radio show, but I love doing it because of serving people, serving others. Because you know, covering the NBA will cover all my bills for me if I wanted it to be that way.
Right.
But I love this radio show because God gave me the ability to talk to people, communicate with people, and serve people. So like you said, Coach, being a coach and serving young men, same way I feel like I serve my listeners and audience every week out here on this radio program.
Right. That's it. And so, and loving what you do. You know, I can tell you have a passion. You have a passion for your job, and now I have a passion for this. And I think that's so important in life, you know, to find something that you have a passion for and be able to do that for a living.
Last one for you, Coach. This is a little fun question for you, Coach. When you come to Atlanta, Coach, what's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Well, you know, if your last name's Houston, I don't know how popular it still is, but, you know, the Houston's joint down there.
And yes, and Buckhead, yes.
Your Buckhead, you know, that was a place that was always a good place to go eat. But, you know, whether it's the Varsity, you know, or Houston's or some other local spot down there, you know, there's always a good place to go get something to eat in the Atlanta area.
Coach, next time you come down, I'm gonna give you my number when we get to the interview. I want to take you out to some places and show you some places you'll love. If you want pizza, if you want soul food, Creole food, seafood, I have any place you want, Coach. I know all of them are, man. You'll love, man.
Well, after after being locked down for the last year and a half with this COVID stuff, we're all excited to get back out on the road recruiting. And so I'll have to hit you up when we're down there in Atlanta.
Yes, sir. Coach, thank you for your time today, Coach. It's very fun. Okay. We'll see you real soon, Coach.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Go Pirates. All right.